This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 29th. I'm Paul Plack. The Robinson R-66 turbine helicopter has received its FAA type and production certificates. Regular deliveries begin next month. Joe Bartels is reportedly out at Lancair, at odds with investors who took a majority stake in the company over the summer. Pilots for Commuter picketed in Cleveland this week to protest proposed pay cuts they say would make them the lowest-paid pilots for their aircraft type in the industry. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association elected Captain Steve Chase to a 2-year term as union president this week. An NTSB preliminary report on a close call in Minneapolis says an air traffic controller's error played a role. European governments, airlines, and airport officials are rebelling against the security theater forced on their travelers when boarding flights for the U.S. The U.S. Air Force has now flown an F-15 on a 50-50 mix of traditional JP-8 and biofuel. The New Orleans Aviation Board has withdrawn its proposal to the FAA to privatize Louis Armstrong International Airport, citing conditions in the capital markets. The FAA is funding a centralized preconditioned air plant that will allow aircraft arriving at gates at Seattle-Tacoma to shut off their auxiliary power units. A 19-year-old California resident will be spending the next 15 months in a federal prison for aiming a laser pointer at the cockpit of a California Highway Patrol helicopter. And a new machine on the International Space Station takes exhaled CO2 and waste hydrogen and makes water. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Max Trescott wanted to find out why more women than men drop out of flight training. His survey found a few surprises applicable to all students and some sobering implications for instructors. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.